Today's daf is Brachos Daf Chav Beis. We are holding on Daf Chav Aleph Amud Beis. We are about 5-6 lines before the end of the page. Second very wide line. Tnan Zav Shara Kari. So we were in the middle of a discussion about the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda had said in the Mishnah that Mevarech Lefreim Lachreim. So the Gemara had asked, what do you mean? Does Rabbi Yehuda hold that a Bal Keri is allowed to say Divrei Torah? There's Mutar B'Divrei Torah. But don't we have a Drasha that teaches us, a Smuchim, that teaches us that a Bal Keri cannot teach Divrei Torah, so that it cannot say Divrei Torah? So we got into a whole discussion about whether we darshan smuchim, we don't darshan smuchim, but we came to the conclusion that in Mishnah Torah, everybody darshan smuchim. So what does Rabbi Yehuda do with this drasha? How could Rabbi Yehuda say that a Bal Keri is mutar b'divrei Torah? So Gemara said Rabbi Yehuda used that drasha for something else. He used that smuchim to teach us that anyone who teaches b'no Torah, it's ma'al of a kasuv ki l'kibla mehar chorev. But he does not learn from there that a Bal Keri is also to learn Torah, so Rabbi Yehuda holds a Bal Keri is mutar to learn Torah. So now the Gemara quotes a Mishnah that discusses a case of a person who's a Bal Keri, but if he goes to the mikveh for his Keri, he's still going to be Tamei anyway, because he's already dealing with a more serious form of Tumah that he has to contend with anyway. So is there any point of such a person going to the mikveh? Tanan, the Mishnah says as follows, Zav Shara Keri, a person's already a Zav, and then he becomes a Bal Keri. Or Venido Shapolta Shechva Zera, you have a Nida who has Shechva Zera coming out of her body from being within 72 hours of having had bia, where the halacha is that a paleta shechva zera for a woman 72 hours after having had bia, we assume that she has a din of a Bal Keri, the same tumma status as a Bal Keri. So she's already a nida, a much more serious form of tumma, but now she becomes like tumma's Bal Keri also. Or a meshameshes for us adam, let's say a woman is Mishameshes, she's having Bia, so that immediately makes her like a Bal Keri, because from the moment she's having Bia, she's already Paleta Shechva Zera, so it makes her like a Bal Keri, and then she becomes a Nida, before she ever gets to be Taveles for the Bal Keri Tuma. So Tzrich and Tvila, Tanakama says in all these cases, you still need to go to the mikveh to take care of the problem of being a Bal Keri. Rabbi Yehuda Potter, Rabbi Yehuda says that you don't need to go to the mikveh in these cases, but the implication is, yeah, in these cases, you don't have to go to the mikvah. Ad kan lo kapata Rabbi Yehuda el b'zav shara keri d'mei kara lav bar tvilahu avul Bal Keri grade the mechayiv. Sounds like it's only in these cases. We're going to the mikvah is not going to help anyway, because you're still going to be tamei. It's only going to take care of this this tumas keri, but you're still going to be have a more serious form of tumah. But it sounds like Rabbi Yehuda would hold that a normal Bal Keri does have to go to the mikvah. So what are we going to do with the fact that we just said Rabbi Yehuda holds that that Bal Keri is allowed to learn Torah, that there's no requirement for a Bal Keri to go to the mikveh? Bal Keri is allowed to learn Torah anyway. So v'chite mu'adin da'afil Bal Keri grade nami pat Rabbi Yehuda. If you're going to say no, maybe Rabbi Yehuda will say even just a regular Bal Keri who has no other tumah problems, also Rabbi Yehuda would say does not have to go to the mikveh. V'haydu kamifli b'zav shara Keri, and the reason Rabbi Yehuda is cholik dafka in the case of a zav who becomes a Bal Keri, it's to tell you how serious the Rabbanan are about this tevila of Takanas Ezra, that not only do you have to do this tevila when it's going to be mitire you, but you're even going to have to do this tevila when it's not going to be mitire you. So if you want to say maybe that's the pshat ema seifa, but you got to read weiter. It says amashameshes v'ras adam tzricha tevila, that if a woman has tashmish and then after having tashmish she becomes a nida, she still requires tevila according to the Tanakam. Well, she still requires tevila. Who's the author of that line? Ilim the Rabbanan, if you want to say it's the Tanakama, Pshita, Hashtu Mazav Shara Keri Dmeikar Lavbar Tvilahu, Mechayvi Rabbanan, Hamashameshas Rasadam Dmeikar Bas Tvilahi, Lo Kol Shekain. Well, then of course she's going to require Tvila according to the Rabbanan. Because if you think about it, someone who was already a Zav and then became a Bal Keri, where originally speaking the person was a Bar Tvila, nevertheless, it was not a Bar Tvila, meaning originally before the person ever became a Bal Keri, already Tevila wouldn't help that person. That person was already in a position where Tevila would be useless on them because they're already a Zav. And nevertheless, the Rabbanan said, yeah, but as soon as you become a Bal Keri, you have to do the Tevila for the Bal Keri, even though you're in no position for Tevila to actually be Metaher you. So in the case of a woman who becomes a Bal Keri first, where at that moment where she becomes a Bal Keri, obviously she doesn't become a Bal Keri, but she becomes Paleta Shechva Zera, which is the same as Bal keri. So in the case where a woman is mishameches, where she first becomes the has the tumas keri, which makes her eligible for a tvila, so she's a bas tvila. And then a more serious tumah came on. So of course the Rabbanan would say she would do tevila in that case. So it must be that who's the author of this line? The Mishameshes for us Adam requires tevila? Elav Rabbi Yehudahi. V'davka katanila, Mishameshes for us Adam, ein tzricha tevila, avo balkeri grei de mechayev. It must be that it's Rabbi Yehuda. And what it's telling us is that a Mishameshes for us Adam, someone who had tumas keri first, before she saw dam, then she won't need the tevila once she sees the dam. But if she was just mishameshes alone, then she would require tevila. So bottom line is, you see from here that Rabbi Yehuda holds that a balkari requires tevila as well. So that's a question. How could we have said throughout the entire end of Chaf Aleph and Beis we were going through how Rabbi Yehuda, even though he darshan smuchim, he doesn't make this drasha, he doesn't hold of this din of tevila of a balkari, he doesn't hold that it's aser for a balkari to learn Torah. Over here you see explicitly that Rabbi Yehuda, or implicitly that Rabbi Yehuda does hold that a balkari has to do with tevila. So says Gemara, lo tema mevarech ela maharher. No, maybe we got it wrong in the Mishnah. When we said that Rabbi Yehuda holds that you're supposed to be mevarech, he doesn't really mean to be mevarech, because Balkari is not allowed to be mevarech. He only means to be maharher, the brachos. But to be mevarech, even Rabbi Yehuda would agree that it's a problem, that the Balkari is not allowed to be mevarech. So frankly, Gemara, me say the Rabbi Yehuda hirur? Does Rabbi Yehuda hold that hirur is a viable option? Vatanya Balkari shein l'mayim litbol kori kriyashma ve'inu mevarech lo lefenev lo lachrel. But we have a brace that says Balkari doesn't have any water to go to the mikveh with, so you could say kriyashma, no brachas. Va'ochel pito mevarech lachrel ve'inu mevarech lefenev. He can eat and bench, but no bracha rishona. Av mahar belibo ve'inu motzi b'sosav divra meir. Rameir says he can be mahar belibo. Rabbi Yehuda omer bein kach u'bein kach motzi b'sosav. And Rabbi Yehuda says, no, motzi b'svasav. Hirur, you don't have to do hirur. Just say the words. So how can we say that Rabbi Yehuda holds hirur, that you're maharer the brachos? We see explicitly in the Braisa that Rabbi Yehuda holds motzi b'svasav, not being maharer. So I'm Rav Nachman Yitzchak, Asan Rabbi Yehuda, Kehilchos Derech Eretz. That Rabbi Yehuda makes Birchas Hamazon, and many, some of the Achronim suggest, not just Birchas, even though Rashi says Birchas Hamazon, really means all brachos. Rabbi Yehuda treats brachos Kehilchos Derech Eretz, like learning a Musar Seder or something, which is not, doesn't have a din of Divrei Torah itself, but is something that a Balkari is permitted to do. Titania Vodatam Levenechel, Levene Venecha, Uksiv Basre, Yomashar Madel, Vneashem Elkech Bechorev. We have a Bryce that it says that we have one pasuk that tells us v'odatam v'nechol v'nei v'necha about teaching Torah, and the other says Yom Hashem Madul Fnei Hashem Elkecha B'chorev, like that Har Sinai experience. So Mala Alon Be'ema B'yir Bretzas B'zeya, just like Har Sinai was an experience of fear and trepidation. Afkan Be'ema B'yir Bretzas B'zeya. So too, when it comes to Torah, when a person learns Torah, it should be with a certain sense of trepidation, a certain sense of seriousness. So Mikan Amru Hazavim V'Amatzaron Ubayin Al Nidos Mutarim Likros B'Torah B'Neviim Uksuvim. That someone who's a Zav or a Mitzora or someone who's a Boel Nida is allowed to learn Torah, Nevi'im, Ksuvim, Mishnah, Gemara, Halacha, Agada, but a Balkari on Asurim, but a Balkari is not allowed to do any of these things. Why? Because a Balkari doesn't have Emiyir or Retas Uzeya. A Balkari, just Hatash Mishamita, doesn't have any of these emotions, these serious emotions. Wait a second, isn't a Boel Nida, someone who's Baal and Al Nidos, also by definition a Balkari? Anyone who's Boel anybody is by definition a Balkari. So Rashi writes, Boel Nidos im tavlu v'kerion, assuming that they went to the mikvah for the balkari tuma, but they didn't take care of the fact that they have tumas boel nida. So that's what we're saying. So they could still learn Torah, but a balkari can't learn Torah. Rabbi Yossi Omer shonu hu birigilios uvat shelo yatzias haMishnah. So he says they could learn those things that they're accustomed to learning, those things that are rugil for them to learn, as long as lo yatzias haMishnah, as long as they don't try to explain the Mishnayos. meaning things that are easy, that come easily as regilios, things that that don't require much effort on their half, that they're allowed to do. Rashi says, Mishnayis hashkurus bepiv, shumotzian mipiv bemerutza, vein tzarech laharich behen. They just flow right out of your mouth. It doesn't require any sort of arichus. But they can't be matzias a mishnah. Rabbi Yonos and Ben Yosef, amr matzias a mishnah, vein matzias a gemara. They can explain the mishnayis, just they can't explain the gemaras. Rabbi Nosson Ben Avishalom, amr af matzias a gemara, ublach lo yom raskaros shabal. They can even explain the gemaras, they just can't say the askaros in the gemara. They can't say the shemos Hashem when they come across various shemos Hashem in the gemara. There's a tshuva from Rabbi Yaakov Emden, says in the name of his father, in the name of the Chacham Tzvi, that you see from this gemara that when you're learning gemara or when the gemara darshens up psukim, you could read the shem Hashem in the psukim as if you're kari b'torah. You don't have to say Hashem, you could say the Shem Hashem explicitly. And the Raya is from this Gemara, because it says Balkari can't say the Askaros, but it sounds like anybody else who's learning is allowed to say the Askaros. That's in the Shelis Yavitz, Simon Peyalef, in the name of his father, in the name of the Chacham Tzvi. Rabbi Yochanan Asandu, Talmid Shal Rabbi Akiva, Mishum Rabbi Akiva Omer, Lo Yikarnis the Medrash Kol Iker. So Rabbi Yochanan Asandu says in the name of Rabbi Akiva, you can't learn Medrash at all. Vamrilo Lo Yikarnis the Besa Medrash Kol Iker. Some say, no, not only can't you Darshan, you can't even go into the Beis HaMedrash. Right? L'Yikarnis HaMedrash, Rashi says, Lo Latziyav, Lo Lashanos, not to explain, not to learn. But the Beis HaMedrash, you could enter and be quiet. But then the Gemara's, the Amrila says, you can't even enter into the Beis HaMedrash. Why are we quoting all this? Last line, next line. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Shonehu B'Hilchos Derech Eretz. Rabbi Yehuda says, yeah, but you know what a Balkari is allowed to do? He could do Hilchos Derech Eretz, meaning he could discuss the Rashi describes darken shall tell me de chachamim. He could discuss how a person is supposed to behave, things of that nature, musr type of issues and ideas, hashkafa, maybe not so much hashkafa, more musr, but not any standard lima Torah. So you see that Rabbi Yehuda holds Hilchos Derech Eretz is mutter, and that's what we're saying. That why does Rabbi Yehuda say motzi b'svasav? You're allowed to bench. You're allowed to even say the words of benching, because he makes benching ki Hilchos Derech Eretz. He makes the brachos like Hilchos Derech Eretz, that it's something that you're allowed to do. Maisa Rabbi Yehuda Shara Keri Vayimalich Al Gavanar. So we have a related Maisa. Rabbi Yehuda once became a Balkari and he was walking by the river. Amar lo Talmid of Rabbeinu, Shanalanu Perek Echad Bilchus Derech Eretz. So his Talmidim said, Rebbe, maybe you could teach us something in Hilchus Derech Eretz. Yared V'tavol V'shanalam. He went to the mikveh and then taught them. So Amar lo, lo kach l'matan Rabbeinu Shanu Bilchus Derech Eretz. Wait a second, why did you have to go to the mikveh? Even if you're a Balkari, aren't you the one who taught us that for Hilchus Derech Eretz, a Balkari is allowed to do it, that you don't have to go to the mikveh? Amar lo, ma'afal pishamekel ani al acherim, machmer ani al atzmi. A personal chumrah. La halacha, I paskin that you're right, you don't have to go to the mikveh. A personal chumrah that I have, that you're allowed to do. A Talmud Chacham is allowed to be mekel on a shayla and have his own personal chumras. That is considered appropriate. What would be inappropriate is if he'd be mekel for himself and machmir for other people. That would not be that would not be appropriate at all. Now, just to take a step back here for a second, we started off the discussion today with people who have a more serious level of tumah, and then they also have balkari to contend with. So we discussed machlokas tanaim, whether it makes sense for them to go to the mikvah, even though their more serious tumah is not going to be resolved by going to the mikvah. When we come up with more serious levels of tumah, why are we talking about a zav and a nida, right? And why are we talking about these types of tumah? Why don't we just go straight to the most serious tumah? Talk about a tamei meis. Tamei meis becomes balkari. Do you have to go to the mikvah? And l'chor, it's a davar pashut that a tamei meis becomes balkari. Takana Sezer was that he would go to the mikvah. We're all Tamei Mesim. If it had not been for the fact that Takana Sezer no longer applies, because for whatever reason it no longer applies, we'll see, let's say, Ein Tzibri Chol Namud, but like the Rambam says, we weren't able to do it. So had it not been for that fact, of course we would be chayv to go to the mikvah, even though we're all Tamei Mesim. So what's Pshat? Why is Tamei Mes different? So you have to say, as Rav Eliezer points out, that the chiddush in these types of tumah that the Gemara addresses is that these are tumos hayotzei megufa. wrong. A tamei mace, or someone like that who sees carry, definitely requires a tevila, because it will still be mitar him, meaning it will be mitar him from the tumas carry and allow him to do certain things that a bal carry is not allowed to do, but someone who has tumas mace is allowed to do. For instance, a tamei mace is allowed to go in harabayis. Someone who's a bal carry is not allowed to go in harabayis. So of course it pays for someone who's a tamei mace and a bal carry to go to the mikvah to resolve his carry status. But if a person is a zav and a bal carry, going to the mikvah is not going to help. Tumas zav, you're not allowed to even go in harabayis when a person has tumas zav. That's why that's part of the whole controversy of whether we're allowed to go in harabayis bizman hazeh. Let's say we go to the mikvah, we can resolve the bal carry status, but do we still have tumas zav? Because amiratzim, Chazal made a gzeirah that all amiratzim have the status of tumas zav. So that's what some of the poskim say. Even if you go to the mikvah and it would resolve the tumas zav status, but maybe the gzeirah is, as long as you're still in amaretz, you have a din of tumas zav. So going to the mikvah doesn't resolve the amaretz status. And that would still leave a person as a zav. Maybe you say, no, they made a gezeira that we have a din of tumas zav, and the din of tumas zav is if you go to the mikvah that you're a tahar, and then at some point in the future when you were unable to, when it wasn't right after you went to the mikvah, you'd be tame again with the status of nam aretz having tumas zav. The Rav Yashav also develops the following idea. We alluded to this a little bit the other day. We were talking about the two gezeiros. There's takanas Ezra, and then there was a bezin shalach reim. The Rambam formulates this in the fourth paragraph of Hilchos Tefillah, that the Takanas Ezra was that a person is not allowed to learn Torah if he's a bal keri unless he goes to the mikvah. But then the Rambam writes, Beis Din Shandu Achar Kein made a Takana that the same is true even for Tefillah, that you're not even allowed to daven. It's in that context that the Rambam writes, V'lo mipnei tuma v'tara naguba, that second takana was not about tuma v'tara. That second takana was just to discourage talmidei chacham from constantly being with their wives. But takanas Ezra, Rav Yashav was in Medayik, sounds from the Rambam, was a din in tuma v'tara. It's only the second takana that was not a din in tuma v'tara. Meaning, just like midar raisa, it's asur to eat truma when you're tamei, it's asur to eat kachim when you're tamei, Ezra's misakein that it's asur to learn Torah when you're tamei until you become tahar. So that was, and that's why we're going to see in the Gemara in just in the next line, Rabbi Yehuda ben Beser is going to say, "Ein divrei Torah mekabel tuma." I disagree with Takanas Ezra because there's no tuma for divrei Torah. What does that have anything to do with tuma? If it's all about loyum talmidicham mitzuneitz l'nash same k'tan regolim, that you're just trying to discourage talmidicham from being with their wives every 2 seconds, so who cares that ain't the return mekabel tuma? The takana still makes sense. No, but what we see is Rabbi Yehuda ben Beser says, I disagree with Takanas Ezra. Takanas Ezra has nothing to do with talmidicham being mitzuneitz l'nash same. Takanas Ezra has to do with tuma. Ain't the return mekabel tuma. So I'm rejecting Takanas Ezra. So the Gemara is going to be clear that tevila b'mayim she'uvin, tishas kavin, the Gemara is going to discuss all these secondary forms of tevila. What if you go in a pasul of mikvah that's mayim she'uvin, or you have 9 kav of water poured over your body? So the Gemara is going to say that works, that tevila works. Maybe, says Rav Yashav, that only works for the second takana, because that second takana is not for tara. That second takana is just to make it difficult to become, to be permitted to daven. And in order to make it difficult, why do we want to make it difficult? Because we want someone to think twice before they're mishamish with their wives every 2 seconds. So maybe those secondary forms of tevila would be good enough for the second takana, but not for the first takana, because the first takana requires tara, and those forms of 9 kavin and mayim shuvim do not allow for tara. Okay, so let's see the Gemara Vayter now. Tanya, to that second very wide line on Chav Beis Amar Av. Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira haya omer, ein divrei Torah mekabel tuma. Divrei Torah are not mekabel tuma. One time there was a Talmud who was stuttering a little in his learning. He was afraid to learn straight by Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, and it seemed like that the reason was that he was a bal keri. It's not, don't be ashamed, go, say say normal. Shein divrei Torah mekabel tuma. Don't worry, divrei Torah not mekabel tuma. Shnemar halo kod dvarei ke'esh num Hashem. Ma esh einu mekabel tuma. After divrei Torah mekabel tuma. Hashem compares divrei Torah to esh, just like esh is not mekabel tuma, so too divrei Torah not mekabel tuma. Very difficult though. Ezra comes along, makes the takana, and Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira could be mevatel such a takana. All the Rishonim are bothered by this. Where, how is Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira? See, gadol b'chacham minyan from Ezra that he's able to be mevatel takana. So Tosas mevakamet daf pei beis amid beis deals with this. Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira also deals with it. The Rambam in the fourth paragraph of Kriyas Shema and the fourth paragraph of Tefila deals with it as well. Pashtus, the most widely accepted answer is that the original takana of Ezra was never pashta b'chol Yisrael, and therefore it was something that gzeira shein rova tzibri chol lamud ba. We proved that we could not handle it, and in such a case, you're allowed to be mevatel such a takana. So asks Rav Yosef, wait a second, then why does he say this whole din of ein divrei Torah mekablin tuma? Forget about ein divrei Torah mekablin tuma. The reason we don't observe takana Ezra is because we couldn't. So it failed. It didn't work. What does he have to come up with a svar of ein divrei Torah mekablin tuma? So Rav Yosef suggested maybe because on Chaf Halfim Beis we had a drasha to support takana Ezra, the smuchim vodatim levnechul levanecha. So since we had a drasha to support takana Ezra, so when Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira rejects takana Ezra, he wants to come up with a drasha with a pasuk. So he has halo kod varei ke'esh nu Hashem, that Hashem says that divrei Torah are like esh. So he has a pasuk that divrei Torah are not mekabel tuma. Now again, we said there are two separate takanas. There's takana Ezra, and then there is the takana of the beis and shalach rekein. Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira is only klape takana Ezra. Takana Ezra was about tuma. The second takana is just straight in. It's you know what I'm saying? Divrei Torah mekabel tuma. It's just straight that it wasn't mekubel. That it wasn't widely accepted. And that explains very well why the Rambam in the fourth parak of Hilchos Kriyashma Allah Ches, when he's talking about Takanas Ezra for Torah and for Kriyashma, says that the Takana was not Pashta, and then he says Lufi Shein Divrei Torah Mekabel Tuma. Yet when in Hilchos Tefila Parak Dalet Allah Hey, when the Rambam describes the Takana not to daven if you're a Balkari, doesn't mention this idea in Divrei Torah Mekabel Tuma. Just says Gzera wasn't Pashta, and therefore we don't keep it anymore, because these are two different Gzeros. One of them relates to Kabbalah's Tumah, and the other one has absolutely nothing to do with Kabbalah's Tumah. Vaiter in the Gemara, Amar Mar, Yetzias a Mishnah Veinu Matzias a Gemara. So we said previously that a Balkari maybe could explain Mishnayis, but not Gemara. Misayelei the Rabbi Loi, Dom Rabbi Loi, Amar Rav Acha Bar Yaakov, Mishum Rabbeinu, Halacha Matzias a Mishnah Veinu Matzias a Gemara. He says exactly that way. So Kitanoi, maybe this is Machlokes Tanoi. Matzias a Mishnah Veinu Matzias a Gemara. Divrei Meir, that's from Meir Shita. Rabbi Yehuda ben Gamliel Omer, Mishum Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel, Zevzeh Aser. But Rabbi Yehuda ben Gamliel says the name of Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel, both Mishnah and Gemara are Aser for Balkari. Ve'amri la Zevzeh Mutter. And we have another version that both Mishnah and Gemara are Mutter. So Mandi Amar Zevzeh Aser, Krabi Yochanan Sandler. The one that says both are Aser, that fits in beautifully with the sheet of Rabbi Yochanan Sandler. The Talmud of Rabbi Akiva said in the name of Rabbi Akiva, Lo yukanes lemedrish, or the base medrish called Iker. Yeah, so Zevzeh Aser, he can't go, he can't darshan at all. Mandi Amar Zevzeh Mutter, Krabi Yehuda ben Beseira. The one that says that Zevzeh Mutter is assuming like Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira. Amar of Nachman Yitzchak, No gal makani tlasabi. The world in general paskins like the following three elder statesmen. Krabi Eloi Breish Sagez, we paskin like Rabbi Eloi Breish Sagez. Krabi Yoshia Beklayim, like Rabbi Yoshia when it comes to Klayim, and Krabi Yehuda ben Beseira b'Divrei Torah. We pass on Krabi Yehuda ben Beseira when it comes to Divrei Torah. That Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira's nullification of Takanas Ezra, that Balkari is allowed to learn Torah. So, but what are these other two? What's Rabbi Eloi B'Resh Sagez, Rabbi Yoshi B'Klayim? So the Gemara explains. Rabbi Eloi B'Resh Sagez, the Tanya Rabbi Eloi Omer, Resh Sagez in a Noeg El Ba'aretz. Rabbi Eloi had a Chiddush that the idea of the Resh Sagez, of the first shearings, is only Noeg in Eretz Yisrael. It's not Noeg in Chutzlart. So he passed on like that. And Rabbi Yoshia, by the way, that Hanhaga has a Chumra also. The Gemara in Chulun, Daf Kuf Lamed Vav, says that if you hold Pater B'Chutzlart, it's because you learn it from Truma. That Ma Truma Ba'aretz in B'Chutzlart's low, so to Resh Sagez Ba'aretzin B'chutz La'aretz low. So to, the Gemara over there implies that, or explicitly says that according to that Shita, you're not Mafrish Resh Sagez Mechadash Alayashan like Truma either. Meaning if it has to follow all the rules of Truma, one of the rules of Truma is you can't be Mafrish Truma on the new produce to cover the old produce. So you'd have such a din by Resh Sagez as well. They can't Mafrish Mechadash Alayashan. But if you hold that Resh Sagez applies in Chutz La'aretz, it's because there's no connection to Truma, then you would be allowed to be Mafrish Mechadash Aliyashin. So it's not only a Kula, it's a Chumra also, this Shita of Rabbi Eloi Bresh Sagez. Okay, what's the din of Rabbi Yoshi B'Klayim? Rabbi Yoshi B'Klayim Kiduch Sivlo Sizra Charmacha Klayim Rabbi Yoshi Omer Lo Lameinu Chayavach Yizu Chitu Sar V'Chartim Mapolis Yad. What is Kilei HaKerem? Kilei HaKerem is more serious than any other form of Klayim in that it's Asr Bahana. So in order to have Kilei HaKerem, normally most shitos assume, so you take wheat, let's say, and you plant it in a vineyard. No, Rabbi Yoshi's chiddush is, you need something that's klayim already, and plant that in a vineyard. It needs to be three different minim. Two minim that are klayim with each other, plus the kerem, and they all need to be planted right next to each other. Now the Mishnah in Klayim, in the seventh parak Klayim, says that if a person is mavir and otzot of bekerem, if you have a flower pot that has a hole in the bottom and you just pass it through a vineyard and it's host of Masayim, and while it was passing through the vineyard it grew 1/200th of its growth, so it's asr, it all becomes asr ba'na. Sounds like even though you're not zoreh b'mapolas yad, you don't plant it in the same area, it's just passing through, it's never planted at all, which would be delok Rabbi Yoshia, right? Rabbi Yoshia says that it has to be bima polos yad. The difficulty is the Rambam quotes that lahalacha in Hilchos Klayim in the fifth parak, and then the Rambam in the eighth parak of Hilchos Klayim says that you're only chayiv if you're zoreh bima polos yad. So very difficult. So it has, you have to say that the Rambam holds that it would be an iser. There would just be no chiv. There would be you're over lav daraisa, no chiv malkus unless it's bima polos yad. That's how you'd have to say. Anyway, Rabbi Yudim Maser b'divrei Torah, the Tanya Rabbi Yudim Maser Omer in divrei Torah mekabel tumah. Rabbi Yudim Maser holds divrei Torah not mekabel tumah. Kiyas ziri amar batlu litvilusa, v'armin la batlu litvilu. Ziri said either they were mevatel tvila or they were mevatel netila. Mandem batlul the tvila is Rabbi de Bemseira. If you all they were mevatel tvila, that's Rabbi de Bemseira. Mandem batlul the tilusa. So what would that be talking about? Kiad Rav Chista light the mandem adar maya beidun tilusa. That refers all the way back to Rav Chista saying that he doesn't like the idea of people dafka being so makvid to try to find water at the time of davening, and they're going to end up missing the zman. Tan Rabban Balkari shnasna lav tisha kavin mayim tahar. A Balkari who has 9 kavin of water pass over him is tar. Nachmish Gamzu Lachshal Rabbi Kiva. Nachmish Gamzu whispered this halach to Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva Lachshal Ben Azai. Rabbi Kiva passed it along to Ben Azai in a whisper. Ben Azai Yatsav Shadal Talmid B'Shok. When Ben Azai went and publicized this very loudly. So pligi b'treya marayi b'marav. Rabbi Yosef Rav and Rabbi Yosef Razvida. Chatani Shana v'chatani Lachshal. One says that it was taught, the other one says it was whispered. Mandatani Shana, the one that says it was taught means it was taught in a very public way. Mishum Bittul Tar, Mishum Bittul Pirivya. We want people to know the easier way to become Tar, because if they don't become Tar, they're not going to learn the next morning before they become Tar, or they're not going to want to be with their wives and they're going to be Mvatal Pirivuk because they don't want to miss Seder the next morning. So we want to teach people the easier way, the shortcuts to Tara. Mandatani Laksha, the one that says Laksha, we don't want to make Tara too easy for people, because then Talmid Chacham are always going to be with their wives like Tarnagolim. Amar Biyane, Shamati Shemakilim Ba, Vashamati Shemachmirim Ba. I've heard that we're Mekel, I've heard that we're Machmir, V'kala Machmir Ba'al Atzma Marichim Lo Yom V'Shnosav. Anyone who's Machmir, put this on the list of Marichim Lo Yom V'Shnosav. Anyone who's Machmir in this issue of Balkari going to the Mikvah, Marichim Lo Yom V'Shnosav will be Zochet Arichiz Yom. Amar Rishub and Levi, Mativan Shal Tovle Shecharin. What is the story with the people who are Tovle in the morning? Mativan, he Amar Balkari Yasser B'Divrei Torah. What do you mean Mativan? We just got through a whole daf talking about Balikari being tovel in order to learn Torah. Now Hachikamer, Mativan Barbar Masai Afshar B'Tisha Kavin. Why are they so makbet to go to a mikvah? Isn't Tisha Kavin good enough? Mativan B'Tvila Afshar B'Nasina. Why do they dip? Isn't it good enough to just have 9 kavin poured over their bodies? Some Rabbi Chanim, Geder Gadol Gadruba. Detanya, Maisa Be'achat Shetavi Yishal Dvaravera. It was a major geder that they made. Because one time there was a man who was Tovea a woman for Dvaravera. Amrlo, meaning he wanted to sleep with a woman in an usher way. So Machlokas Rishonim over here Whether she was an Eishes Ish or not, or she was just a Pnuya, but either way, it was something that was Aser. Amr lo, so she said to him, Reka, you moron, Yesh Charbaim Sashad Tovelin, you have a Kasher Mikveh here that you could be Tovelin? How are you going to go to Daf Yomi Shir tomorrow morning if you sleep with me tonight? So Miad Piresh, so right away he was Poresh. So everyone wonders, how could, Rashi says that woman was a Pnuya, and the Chamor goes there al Yichud, even on a Pnuya. What was the issue? This wasn't sleeping with her. It was Yichud. Yichud Pnuya, that was the whole Isser. The Tzlach says that Rashi was bothered that if she was an Eishes Ish and he wasn't worried about the Isser of Eishes Ish, he's going to worry about the Tevila of Balkari. So the answer might be, yeah, sometimes you have people like that, that they're worried about they'll steal and they'll cheat and they'll lie, but they're machmir in every single chumrah in in Hilchah Shabbos. You have people who are worried about certain areas of halacha, not worried about other areas of halacha. For whatever reason, the Gemara in Yuma talks about the person who was worried when his own son was stabbed to death in the Beis Hamikdash. Said, "Quick, remove the knife from him because the Kli Sharis are going to be tameh." Get it? We have to take. What about the death of a person, the murder of a human being, of his own child? So yeah, some people are worried about the things that other people are not. But anyway, that might have been what bothers Rashi. That's why Rashi has said that it's only Pnuya, where it's not even an Isra Torah in the first place. It's only an Isra Pnuya that David HaMelech was goes there. That would mean that Rashi lines up with the sheet of the Raivin in the first parak of Hilchas Ishus, that the Isra of Losia Kadesha doesn't apply by a Pnuya unless it's Mezumenes Laznus Mufkeres L'Kaladam. It has to be a girl whose mom is just Hefker. That would be the Isra of Losia Kadesha. But Stam, once in a while, sleep with the Pnuya, according to the Raivin, is not a violation of Losia Kadesha. The Rambam would hold any Bia with a Pnuya is a violation of Los HaSeh Minat Torah. So Rashi, the way the Tzach understands, Rashi would have to line up with the Raivid, not with the Rambam. Anyway, Vayter in the Gemara, Amalu Rav Huna L'Rabban Rabosai, Mnimatam Ezalzim B'Tefila Zu, Imi Shum Tzina, Efter Merchatzos. He says, why is no one careful about this Tefila? You what, it's too cold? Just go to the bathhouses and it'll be fine. So Amalu Rav Chizim, Chiyesh Tefila B'Chamin, you can go to the mikvah in hot water. Amalu Rav Adabarava, Kaya Kavaseich, Rav Adabarava holds like you. Rabbi Zer, Rabbi Yasa Bagna, Demaya, Be Masvata. He was sitting in a pool of water in the bathhouse. Amalei l'shami zil v'aseli tishkavim v'shadi lavai. Go get 9 kavin to pour on me. Amalei Rabbi Chia bar Abba lama lei lamar kulei. What do you need all this for? V'yasav v'gavai. You're sitting in water. Amalei karbaim sa. No, 9 kavin has the same din as arbaim sa. Marbaim sa b'tevila v'lo b'nesina. Just like arbaim sa, we're makbid on the right way to do arbaim sa, that it has to be b'tevila. It can't be poured over your body. After tishkavim b'nesina v'lo b'tevila. 9 kavin, it has to be dafka, be poured over your body, and not bitvila. There is an interesting discussion in the Achronim. Is taking a shower a fulfillment of 9 kavin? I think Rav Vosner is mekel, but Rav Yashav is machmir. He thinks that no, it's not coming from a kli, it's coming from a chubur lekarka. So it's not considered. It has 9 kavin has to dafka come from a kli. So he holds 9 kavin is not good enough. Okay, machlok saposkim. Rav Nachman tikin chasva bas tisha kavin. Rav Nachman made a kli that was exactly 9 kavin dafka for this purpose. Nine kavan only works if a person is a chola who became a balkari through no fault of his own. But a person who just slept with his wife, even if he's a chola and became a balkari, 9 kavan is not going to be good enough. Amar Rav Yosef, it brachatz Rav Nachman. Ah, man, we might as well break Rav Nachman's kli because it barely has any use anymore. Kiyasa Rav and Amar Buusha v'uvda b'kila d'Rav Oshia. There was a story in the hallway, the entrance to Rav Oshia's house. Also v'shal Rav Yasi, and they asked Rav Yasi, Amar lu lo shanu el l'chola amargil, avil chol yonso pater m'klum. If it's a chola who, just in normal circumstances, it just happened that he became a balkari, so that's where it's going to work. But a chol la'onso doesn't even need 9 kavin. He doesn't need anything. It's completely fine. Amar Rav Yosef, it's tamid chatzvei de Rav Nachman. Oh, good. Now we could put back together Rav Nachman's kli. If we broke it, we could put it back together because now it's going to be usable again. So michti kulam ravi tanai b'da Ezra kamiflagi. Everyone's arguing about the exact details of Takanas Ezra. Does it apply to chol la'onso l'margil? Right, bari. So v'nechzi Ezra hechidikun. Why don't we just look at what his takana was? Tos points out we don't ask this by any other takanas. Why don't we just look at what the takana was? Presumably because this takana was shagur b'fi kol. Everyone knew this takana. This was a takana that was discussed over the years. So why don't we have an original text of the takana to look at to figure out what his takana was? So Amar Rabbi Ezra tikkun the bari amargel mem sa bari lo onso tes kavin. Ezra was mesaken that a healthy person Hamargil, and I'm just use the terminology now without translating every time, but again, just one last time, that Margil is someone in a normal way became a Balkari, but not willingly, not where it just happened. So Bari Margil needs Memsa. Bari La'onso only needs Teskavin. Vasa Amorayu Pligi Becholah. So the Amorayu came along and said, yeah, that's about a healthy person. What about a sick person? So Marsa V'chola Margil Kabari Margil V'chola Onso Kabari La'onso. That a Chol and a Bari have the same exact din. Umarsa and the other she tells no. Chola Margil Kabari La'onso. A Chola whose Margil is the same as Bari La'onso. V'chola La'onso Patami Klum. And a Chol La'onso is a level down. Meaning that's the level where you wouldn't require anything. Amar Rava, Nihida Tikin Ezra Tvila, Nesina Mi Tikin, Varmar Ezra Tikin Tvila Labali Karyan. Wait a second. Was Ezra ever Misakein Nesina? Ezra was ever Misakein 9 Kavan being poured in you? No, the Nusach of Ezra's Takana was that he was Misakein Tvila. Ela Amar Rava, so rather Rava says, no, this is the way it worked. Tikin, Ezra Tikin Tvila Labaria Margil Memsa. Ezra made a Takana, a Baria Margil needs Tvila. Vasra Banan Viskinu Labari Lonso Teskavin. The Rabbanan came along, they were Misakin, 9 Kavin for a Bari Laonso. Vasa Amorai Vekamin Fugi Becholle. Then the Amorai came along and argued about a Cholle. Marsa Becholle Amargil Kabari, Amargil Vechol Lonso Kabari Lonso, like we said before. Umarsa Velabari Amargil Memsa, Vechol Amargil Kabari Lonso Teskavin. And the other one says, no, Bari Amargil needs Memsa. A Cholle Amargil is like a Bari Laonso, because he has one strike against him. He's a Cholle, but he's Margil, so that's like a Bari who's Onso. So it's each one is one strike, so that's Teskavin. Avel Cholle Leonso, Pata Miklum. But if he's a Cholle Leonso, so then he's completely Pata, doesn't require anything. Am Rabbi Hilsa Bari Amargil V'Cholle Amargil Albarim Sa, O Bari Leonso Tisha Kavin, Avel Cholle Leonso Pata Miklum. We're passing like that last Shita. Tan Rabbanan. Balkeri shnosol of tes kavin mayim tahar. A balkeri who has 9 kavin of water poured over him is tahar. Bamedvar amurim li atzmo. Avla acherim arbaim sa. That's only la atzmo. But if that's only if he's trying to be mitar himself so that he could learn Torah, he can say different. He can be mispalel. But if it's for other people, he needs to be motzi other people. Then 9 kavin is not good enough. Then he's going to need mem sa'a. Rabbi Yehuda Amar Mem Sa Mikol Makom. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, 40 Sa is always, you always need 40 Sa in any form. Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Shom Levi, Rabbi Asi, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Hanina, Chad Mihai Zuga, Chad Mihai Zuga, Aresha, Chad Amar Hadam, Mehmed Varmum La Atzma, Vla Acher Mem Sa, Lo Shan El Chola Amargil, Avul Chol Yon Sates Kavin. So one approach says that when do we say that La Acher Mi Nid Mem Sa, that's for a Chola Amargil. But a Chola Yon Sates Kavin will always be enough, even if all you want to do is be and the other one says, no, anytime you want to be motzi others, need memsa. And another one of each set commented on the seifa. When we say memsa mikol makom, it has to be memsa in the ground. It can't be memsa in kelim of mayim shuvin. So bishlam nadiyam rafilu bekelim hainu dekatan rabbi du memsa mikol makom. I understand the phrase mikol makom. If you're saying that you could even be tovel mayim shuvin, so you're saying a very inclusive phrase mikol makom. Al manyam bekarkin bekelim lo mikol makom lasu yemai. But if yod could only be done in karka, not in kelim, so what is the phrase mikol makom come to add? Says Gemara lasu yimayim shuvin. Comes to add that it's got to be in the karka, but it could be mayim shuvin in the karka. The mikvah could be filled with actual mayim shuvin, so it is more inclusive. Rav Papa Ravun Brid Rav Yeshua V'Rav Bar Shmuel Krichu Rifta Ba'Dei Adadi. They were having a meal together, so one of them had to be mevarich. So Amalei Rav Papa Havelu Di Livroch Dinafli Levai Tes Kavin. Let me be the one to make the bracha because I had 9 kavin come on me last night, so I'm allowed to make brachas. Amrulahu Rava Bar Shmuel Tanina Bamedvar Mumurum Latzmo Avalacher Memsa. That's great if all you want to do is be Mavarich for yourself. But if you want to be Mavarich for everybody else, you want to be Motzi everybody else, it's not good enough that you had 9 Kavin. You need Memsa. Said, I should be the one to be Mavarich because I had Arbaim Sa. So Ravuna says, I think I'm better off than both of you because I wasn't a Balkari in the first place. So let me be the one to be Mavarich. Rav Chama tovel b'mal yom de pischol loti rav midei chavasan v'las hilchos chavasei. Rav Chama toveled on erev Pesach in order to be motzi everyone their chiyuv, and we don't paskin like that. We don't paskin v'las hilchos chavasei. Rashi writes to chiyechi de la'atzma b'nesina la'cherim nami b'nesina. We paskin that just like for yourself, it's good enough to have nesina. You don't need to be tovel. So too to be motzi others, you don't need to be tovel. Inami d'chaim l'ank rabbi d'vemaseru. Or maybe we're saying that we paskin like rabbi d'vemaseru that none of this is necessary. But what did he need to be tovel for in erev Pesach? With lahotzi acherim yidei chavasan, lahotzi acherim yidei chavasan in what? So Rabbi Yashiv assumes it must be the Haggadah, that the minhag was, many people still do have the minhag, that one person is motzi everybody else in the Haggadah. Instead of everybody reading the words of the Haggadah, we're yotzei through Shomei Kona. One person reads and everyone else listens. That was clearly the minhag you get from the Gemara in Pesachim. In the 10th parak of Pesachim, the Gemara talks about, I think it was Rabbi Yosef, one of the blind Amoraim was talking about whether he's a Bar Chiyuva and therefore can be motzi other people in Haggadah, whether he could read the Haggadah for everybody else. They were Yotzei through a din of Shomea Ka'ona. Right, that's the din. The Rambam quotes that if a person doesn't have a child to ask them the Manishtana, then the wife should ask them the Manishtana. Otherwise, two Talmid Chachamim should do it. So Rabbi Yashu points out, when the Ramah quotes that, he doesn't say two Talmid Chachamim, that one should ask the other Manishtana, because he holds that maybe over there you can't be Yotzei Shomei Korona, because each person, you need a din, a Sheila Tshuva. If one Talmud Chacham is Shoel, so he's not doing it in the proper Tzura. He needs to be a Nishal also. So he has to be, that it's asked to him as well. Okay, but that's a different idea. Mirtz Hashem, tomorrow, we'll pick up with the Mishnah, Haya Omei, the bit feeler.